from Psalm 6, verse 3. My soul is greatly dismayed, but you, O Lord. Former heavyweight boxer James Quick Tillis is a cowboy from Oklahoma who fought out of Chicago in the early 80s. I read about his first encounter with the Windy City after he arrived from Tulsa. Tillis said, quote, I got off the bus with two cardboard suitcases under my arms in downtown Chicago and stopped in front of the Sears Tower. I put my suitcases down and I looked up at the tower and I said to myself, I'm going to conquer Chicago. And when I looked down, the suitcases were gone, close quote. You know, discouragement knows no limits. It can overtake us at a moment's notice, even when we think life has made a turn for the better. Joshua 1 verse 9 is both God's command and message to us when we're feeling bluer than blue. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Dismay is discouragement. And we do well to remember that in our fallen world, wrecked by sin, there will be bad days, sad feelings, and dashed hopes. None of us are immune. And so, it's not whether we will suffer discouragement that counts. That's a given. It's what we do with the discouragement when it comes flooding into our lives. Jesus promised in John 16, verse 33, in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, for I have overcome the world. Consequently, the antidote to discouragement is Jesus Christ. Moreover, to remember that if we are His and He is ours through faith and the new birth, He is with us always when we're encouraged and when we're discouraged. God's plan for each of us is advancement in the Christian life through devotion and service to Jesus Christ. Paul the Apostle wrote for us in Ephesians 4, verse 15, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ. And so spiritual development and maturity is a must. Jesus told His disciples in John 14, verse 12, truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Paul in Ephesians 2, verse 10 declared, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. So not only is spiritual maturity a must, but spiritual service is necessary as well. Therefore, we must learn how to deal with discouragement so that it does not impede our upward progress in spiritual growth and service, that is, our advancement in the Christian life. Discouragement is in every way the opposite of faith. It blinds us to the presence, power, protection, and provision of God. When we are overtaken by discouragement, we focus on what is lacking, what we want but do not have, and what seems larger than life in front of us, standing in our way. The Bible is full of people who faced great waves of discouragement. Elijah the prophet was paralyzed by discouragement when he discovered that Queen Jezebel wanted him dead. The whole nation of Israel was held in the grips of fear and discouragement when they faced the Philistine giant Goliath. That is, until the shepherd boy David showed up with a chest full of fearless faith in God and fought Goliath and killed the giant taunter of Israel by himself. Speaking of David, how about his discouragement at discovering that his son Absalom conspired to kill him and to take his throne? Peter the apostle denied any association with Jesus three times after Jesus' arrest, failing his Lord miserably and filling his heart with discouragement. Consider again the courageous prayer of the psalmist. My soul is greatly dismayed, but you, O Lord. And when the clouds of gloom hide the sunshine of joy, remember the giants of the faith in the Bible that suffered with discouragement too. Henry Ford once said, quote, when everything seems to be going against you, remember that the airplane takes off against the wind, not with it, close quote. Remember also that just like the ancients of the faith, If you have great faith in God, you are never alone. If Jesus is your Lord, He is with you always. So rally your faith. Choose to look to and depend upon Christ. Jesus tells us in John 14:1, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." And so we are to fill our minds with God's word. Choose faith. Choose belief. Choose trust. Choose obedience. Choose encouragement. Follow Jesus, and He will lead you out of discouragement and on to advancement in the Christian life. Hear Him say in John 8, verse 12, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And so, let the possibility of moving from discouragement to advancement swell up in your heart. And go now in the encouragement of Jesus Christ. Love and serve Him courageously and faithfully and valiantly. I'm Jack Maynard, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi, and Executive Director of 1P26 Ministries, Inc. You can find me at cornerstonedelta.com and at 1P26.org. Blessings to all.